small town near Ottawa in Ontario, Canada. So my question to you is, do you think Airstreams are appropriate for winter use? We're approaching the Christmas season, and I've retrofitted my 1962 Airstream Overlander to have systems above floor, and I think it's really appropriate for winter use. And I've actually, I'm renting it out, as people have expressed the requirement to have a place to go during this COVID pandemic. And it's called Winter Airstream, and there's a website, winterairstream.com. Just wanted to let you know and ask you what your thoughts are on camping this Airstream in a Canadian winter condition. Thanks. I appreciate your show, and have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Eric, for calling that in. That's our
Merry
voice.
Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. That's our voice mail line, 707-533-4827, which should work now. So give it a go. So Canadian winters, so I imagine those are colder than regular winters.
Well, everybody thinks that. But speak to somebody from Minnesota. And they'll tell you about winters that are equally as brutal as Canadian winters, or Wisconsin, or Michigan, or Maine, or, you know, so.
Right.
Now, granted, you can go further north in Canada and experience winters similar to Alaska, because there's obviously Canada's right next to Alaska as well. But, you know, you would certainly consider that those extremes, and even Canadians consider those things extreme. Where he is about 3 hours from here, I guess, and similar sort of winter weather to what we get, which is cold, there's no question. But absolutely, I'm a firm believer in having the trailer functional year-round. Certainly, it would help a great deal if you actually had shore power. But certainly with all those systems on board, the only real chore, I suppose, would be gray water. But I don't know that, you know, gray water is such a huge deal on the ground in the dead of winter when there's everything else is on the ground as well, not to mention several feet of snow. But that would be my biggest concern. And certainly on any of the pipes, if because, you know, we run them always on the inside of the trailer like they're supposed to be, the freshwater pipes and tanks and stuff, and black tank, all that stuff's inside. But when you have pipes that are, PEX pipes that are right next to the outside wall, and it's inside a cabinet or something, you know, you run some risk there of freezing, even with the trailer heated. So I would definitely put foam, you know, insulation around them. We do that typically when it's, you know, it's going to be behind something, or we'll also put it around something where a hot and a cold are going next to one another, so the cold water doesn't get hot, just in, you know, summer use.
Right.
But, yeah, I think it's very doable. You might have to leave some cabinet doors open, you know, so airflow gets in there. You might need fans, you know, blowing around. But certainly we've, when we go to Florida and come back, we've been stuck in snowstorms and stuff before. It's really pretty cozy. And what's kind of interesting, though, when you get the heating really roaring, you walk outside and it's, you know, you get snow all over the roof of the trailer, and you'll see the lines of where the ribs are, where the thermal bridging coming through and melting the snow on the ribs.
Nice. So Eric mentioned, I think he said, like, tanks on top or something. So he's talking about
tanks on top of the floor.
The top of the floor.